Every Monday, 10 to 11 a.m., here on Philadelphia's best radio station, WWDB. Hear me, Bob Parker, Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance Agent for Health Markets Insurance Agency, talk to you about the Medicare annual enrollment period, which goes until only December 7th. And prices for 2025 for prescriptions are going up dramatically. Everything's totally different this year. So give me a call at 570-606-3236 or go to bobparkerhealth.com. The following is a paid program. The information you're going to hear and the questions you might hear answered are not necessarily those of the radio station or the radio station management or its advertisers. It's the information I'm supplying you. I'm Bob Parker, the guy that sponsors this program. So if you want more information about this program other than what you hear, and you can go to bobparkerhealth.com and hear it again, or call 833-710-4797. Thank you, and listen to this station every week for this great show. Okay, this is Bob Parker again, that guy with Health Markets Insurance Agency, who comes to you every week on this radio station to talk to you about health insurance and Medicare insurance and health. And there's all kinds of things that have been happening the last 2 weeks in health, particularly with the election of President Trump coming back to the White House, and in particular, the nomination of Bobby Kennedy Jr. to become the head of the Department of Health and Human Services, which is the organization that controls the health insurance industry, as well as all the other aspects of health. So I'm rather encouraged. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the future. You know, for those that don't know, I come here, I've been doing this health insurance industry thing for 33 years. I actually still sell health insurance, even though I'm 75 years young. And I enjoy working. I work really, really, really hard for 3 months at most of the year. From October 15th to December 15th, I do about 75% of my business. And then until January 15th, that's the final deadline for pre-65 open enrollment. So what we're going to talk about, first of all, the last 2 weeks, you've heard me talk a little bit about this orphanage I help support in Haiti. And I want to thank everyone again for what they've done here, the money that's been set in to help these orphans down there. I went down there a number of years ago and helped get started, raised over $50,000 to get them a building to eat in and to cook in, as well as a couple of generators, a cistern, a well, a motorcycle, bunk beds, and then food every month. And then a couple weeks ago now, the gangs down there drove the kids out of the orphanage and attacked several of them. It's rather sad, but they've now moved on to the northern part of the island where it's a little safer. They actually have apparently a level of government there that's a little more involved than what they have elsewhere here on the island. Not here on the island, but there on the island. You know, I tend to stick out a bit down there, so as much as I'd like to go down there, probably not going to go down there anytime soon. For one thing, from what I understand, there's also a blockade. The United States government won't allow any American airplanes to go in there anymore. I think that's the situation. Anyway, we'll cross that bridge after January 15th, because right now I'm busy as a one-armed paper hanger. And that's what I get to look through every year, whether I like it or not. It's just the nature of the beast. If you're interested in hearing more about that, give me a call at 833-710-4797. 833-710-4797. Or you can send donations to P.O. Box 453, Mountain Top, Pennsylvania, 18707. Anyway, let's talk about health. Get back into that. Away from the orphanage. So this is the most complicated open enrollment period I've ever had in my life. It's not the open enrollment period for Medicare. It's the annual enrollment period. But it's the open enrollment period if you're less than 65 and not on Medicare. And the reason it's so complicated, it happens every year. But this year, the Medicare plans are just totally wacko. Everything is totally different than it has ever been before. So from October 15th to December 7th every year, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare supplement plan and need a drug plan, and you have to have a drug plan, you'll get fined. then you could change that plan from October 15th till December 7th every year. And that's what I do for people. I get paid a flat fee from the various companies as controlled by the government so that I know how much I'm making. And I enjoy working. I don't watch television. I know that sounds strange to a lot of people, but I was a widower for a number of years with a little girl to raise, and I realized how bad television was for little girls. So that little girl is now 33, so it's been 33, so she was 4. So 29 years now I haven't watched any television to speak of. So it doesn't mean I don't go to a bar once in a while and watch a game, but I don't watch TV at home or on the internet, although I do watch once in a while some news programs. So November 1st till December 15th is the open enrollment period for, if you're less than 65, through the Penny Marketplace, penny.com marketplace for Pennsylvania, and then in Ohio and in Delaware. It's the federal marketplace. These are the prime areas I work in. As well as New Jersey, which is the Get Covered New Jersey site. So we can help you if you're pre-65 or Medicare enrollees, help you get coverage there. And you can do that by calling me at 833-710-4797 or go to bobparkerhealth.com, fill out a form, send it to me, and we'll call you and get information to you. What I try to do every week here is talk about various aspects of the programs, the way they run, and what's been so complicated this year has to do with the prescription plans. When Medicare open prescription drug costs or plans started under the second George Bush, which I think was 2006, if I remember correctly, it was a very ridiculous system, and it still has been ridiculous until next year. The system was put together so that everybody else on Earth, if they take a particular medication and have to take it all year long, would have to pay the same price all year long, right? Well, the trouble with Medicare enrollees is that they're usually older and their income is very limited. So the government came up with this idea of having a four-stage medical or pricing program, where first of all, if you had a deductible, you'd pay a higher price during the deductible stage. And then you would go into the initial stage, which would be lower price. Then you get to a much higher stage called the donut hole, the famous donut hole. Poor Dunkin' Donuts and Tim's up in Canada, Tim Hortons, that is. You know, donuts are excellent sources of poor nutrition, but they really taste good. But it's got a really bad name because the prices went right through the roof and they got the donut hole. And then you got to the catastrophic phase. And this year, 2024, to get to the catastrophic phase, you paid next down to like about 10 or 15% if you ever got to $8,000, which is still a pretty high amount of money, although some of the drugs out there are horrendously expensive nowadays. They're not many people got to the $8,000 stage. So this coming year, though, in 2025, the current administration changed everything. I mean, I'm talking about everything under the sun got changed. So what happens is some plans don't have a deductible, but if they have a deductible, that's a higher price, where you're going to pay a higher price during the deductible phase. The plan I'm promoting most this year doesn't have a deductible, but that's the nature of the beast. Then you have the initial stage where the prices are lower. And then you get to catastrophic. In other words, it's the same price all year long for most people that are mostly using generics. But if you ever get to $2,000, think about this a minute. In the past, even in 2024, which we're still in, if you ever got to $8,000, it drops to $2,000 next year. You get to $2,000 and you don't pay another nickel for your prescriptions all year long. Now, you need to focus on one pharmacy to do this. Because it's through the pharmacies and through the insurance companies that they set this program up so that you know you got to $2,000. I think the government's a little mixed up and some of the insurance companies are a little mixed up because I had a couple of customers call one of the major insurance companies and get told, and the person at the insurance company says, "Well, that agent doesn't know anything about anything, so don't expect that you know what you're talking about." because he didn't even understand the fact that they have a payment program available now for people that are looking to pay $2,000 in a year, where you can take that $2,000 divide by 12, in other words, pay $167 a month, I think that's the figure, and still get your medications all year long. Because there's some horrendously expensive medications. For instance, the prescriptions now that diabetics use and people use to also lose weight. That's just one of the medications that's really expensive. But anyway, the point being that throughout the whole region, the whole country for that matter, these prescription costs got down to so expensive that what's happened is because they don't have those multiple levels to grab profits from, a whole lot of areas dropped multiple plans. I had a number of customers out in the Harrisburg area who lost their Aetna plan because they just moved out of the area. And then I had a number of people down in Delaware who lost their Humana plan because they just dropped out of the area. Geisinger Health Plan up in Northeast Pennsylvania. Their most popular plan they've had for years and years and years, and I've sold many, many, many of those plans. They turned all the benefits upside down. And a whole lot of people don't read the things that Geisinger sends out to them, or Highmark, or Aetna, or Cigna, Humana, or WellCare. You know, these companies send all this information out so you know what's going to happen next year. Now, we're talking about Advantage plans here that's changed dramatically. If you're on a supplement plan, you have to worry about your drug plans also, because the drug plans are the things that are changing. You have to have a separate drug plan or you get fined. I had a gentleman come in who retired from SEPTA. That's down in Philadelphia, for those that don't know. That's the public transportation SIP down in Philadelphia. And that's where he gets his prescriptions from, but he's very concerned about his wife's plan because for some reason he feels he's not going to make it very long. I don't get all the details of health from people, but from what he's saying, I think he's expecting to join the heavenly choir fairly soon. So what you have to worry about here is your cost for the year. Now, a lot of people are called, well, my prescription, my premium on my plan went up, doubled or tripled. What am I going to do? Well, I wouldn't worry as much about the premium as I worry about the drug cost. And that's what we're going to talk a whole lot about during this entire hour here, because there is a way to check your annual cost right now for 2025, but I can't do this without a list of your drugs. So if you want me to run an analysis of your drug cost, whether you're on an Advantage plan or on a separate drug plan, you have to give me a list. That's a very simple procedure. Now, if you want to do this yourself, you can also, okay? You can go to Medicare.gov and run that analysis yourself. Now, I have my brother-in-law down in Sussex County, Delaware, swears to me, the program never worked, and I never hate that government that ever do it right. Well, I've run hundreds of those plans on Medicare.gov, and I've never had a problem, but he swears it's never accurate. Well, we'll see what happens. Every April, this is the way I understand it, all these companies have to submit their prices to the government for approval for the next year. So April of 2024, all the companies had to submit their prices to the federal government for 2025. And that's what they publish on October the 1st of each year. And that's what's in Medicare.gov. Now, you still get your 2024 prices, but there's only, a few days left for November to worry about December pricing. If you enroll something in December, it's not going to start till the 1st of January. Just remember how the system works. All plans sponsored by the government and endorsed by the government start on the 1st of the month. We have no choice. We can't start a plan any other time. Now, that's whether you're on the Medicare programs or on the penny.com programs, which is technically a division of the federal marketplace of London, Kentucky, which Pennsylvania was on for the longest time. Ohio and Delaware are still on the Medicare.gov program through the federal government. So the point being that next year's prices for Medicare in particular are changing dramatically. Now, you can get a hold of me, but if you have an agent that you like and you work used to working with them, get a hold of your agent and ask him to run the analysis of your drug list to make sure you're going to be okay for next year. Now, if for some reason you don't get around to doing that, the annual enrollment period ends December 7th, which is coming up faster than we want to think about. December 7th is coming up in less than a month now. So you really need to get a hold of your agent or get a hold of me, and I'll run an analysis and tell you what the best Medicare Advantage plan is for you or the Medicare prescription drug plan. Again, the costs are dramatically different. All the formularies. What's a formulary, you ask? A formulary is the list of drugs that insurance company says they're going to handle for next year and the prices they're going to offer them at. And they've changed, all these plans have changed dramatically for next year. So Medicare, you've got to worry about all this stuff, that's for sure. So again, you can call me at 833-710-4797. I've been doing this for three decades. Or you can go to our website, which is bobparkerhealth.com. That's B-O-B-P-A-R-K-E-R health.com. And I'll run that analysis for you. That's whether, no matter where you are, in Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey, Ohio, West Virginia, you know, I'm able to run these programs for you. And that's what I do all the time. So, now, last week we had an interview on with Dr. George Vedian of Geisinger 65 Ford, which is, he's an excellent doctor and has been my personal doctor for quite a while. And I've got to say, I really have enjoyed having him as my primary care physician. And I want to talk about this a little bit more because a whole lot of people don't have primary care physicians. And I was shocked to find that out in the last few weeks. I've never really had people came in that didn't have primary care physicians. But the reason you need a primary care physician is to keep an eye on your health. Now, you've heard me say this many times if you listen to the show before. When you become a senior, these are not the golden years, these are the rust years. And things go bad really fast when you get older. I had a guy say, yeah, as soon as I turn 50, I swear everything went straight to the tubes. You know? And I have another, you know, I talk to people about their health every day, but mostly about their health costs. But I always get the story about their health. And it's what I deal with. So my goal here is to try to get people on a plan that will give them a functional plan much better than you might have now. Now, personally, I'm on a Geisinger plan right now, but it looks very logical that I'm going to move to a Highmark Blue Cross plan because the Geisinger plan I have right now is identical in price in-network or out-of-network. And a whole lot of people say, well, you can't have those Medicare Advantage plans because they're terrible. You get different prices wherever you go. Well, there are Medicare Advantage plans like the one I have from Geisinger right now that is identical where no matter where you go. I've talked about this a whole lot of times before, but I've had a gay couple in Monroe County who go to Florida every winter. At least they did go to Florida every winter. And one of them died down there this last February, and he got charged $325 for 7 days in the hospital. And that's because the plan he has to pay that amount no matter whether he's in or out of network. So that's the same if you have a Medigap plan, but for these Medicare Advantage plans, that plan was costing him $15 a month. Now, in some areas, this is a Geisinger plan, that plan is zero. I'm probably going to be changing to, chances are 99 out of 100, to a plan from Highmark Blue Cross, which is not, does not have a $0 premium this year. It actually has a $7 a month premium. You think about that a minute. But the important function here has to do with the fact that the prices are identical in or out of network for 99% of the costs that you have if you get sick or injured. Now, no matter who you go to, no matter what plan you have, whether you're pre-65 or Medicare, your cost of your annual wellness exam is always zero. Just realize that. You're never going to pay anything extra if you are going to take care of yourself and have your annual wellness exam. I talked a couple of minutes ago about the fact that a number of people don't have primary care physicians, which, you know, a primary care physician's job is to watch you and make sure they catch things before something happens. I've had a number of people tell me recently they didn't have a primary care. I haven't put that many. In a Medicare plan, they always ask for the name of the primary care physician. And I've had to put none in several cases lately. Now, if they're an HMO, the insurance company will actually give them a primary care physician. If they're a PPO, they don't have to have one, but you're much safer if you have one. And that's why we're talking about this and how to make sure you stay functional there. I gave a gentleman who didn't have one a list of, I don't know where to go. So I gave him a list of 22 doctors within 10 miles of his house. There's a lot of doctors out there, so you really shouldn't have any problem with that. Well, this particular plan I'm talking about from Highmark is actually available in most areas of the state. Not all areas, but almost all areas. And it has the same price in and out of network. And the price for hospitalization, that's what we're going to talk about next right now, is $415 per stay, not per day. There's a whole lot of plans out there. The majority of them have a price per day for the first 5 to 7 to 8 days, depending on the plan. And some of those plans, the prices are pretty low, like down to about $150. But there's a whole lot of plans out there that the price per day is $250 to $450 a day for up to 9 days, depending on the plan you have. Well, if you're a Medicare enrollee, your income is fairly low, and you have to worry about that because, you know, you don't have enough money to do that. So a price per stay is much better. And I've had people in the hospital as long as 7 months that had to pay. Actually, this particular I'm talking about 7 months was in two different hospitals. So he had to pay $650 for 7 months in the hospital. Most of these plans handle your cost per stay at up to the first 90 days. But it's not a whole lot of people that take that many, but that does happen on a regular basis. My wife's mother was in the hospital. She's Canadian. She was a Canadian, but she was in the hospital almost a year before she finally joined the Heavenly Choir. So the plan I'm talking about, though, you not only get, and this is the same with almost all Medicare Advantage plans, you also have to deal with what's called the out-of-pocket maximum. And that's what a lot of people are scared about. Is that what I have to pay before I get any help? No. You've heard me say this. I've had people tell me, why do you talk about your bankruptcy so often? Well, I talk about it because I don't want my enrollees to go bankrupt because they have medical bills so high. And when I was 38, I owed $49,000 to a hospital in Delaware. Now, that's limited in today's world. The maximum out-of-pocket, legal out-of-pocket maximum is $9,450. So the point is you're much better off if you have some level of understanding what that means. The law, the Affordable Care Act, everyone knows Obamacare, requires any company that has is considered a government-sponsored or government-endorsed plan to have a listing of maximum out-of-pocket. And most of them are almost $9,000 sometimes. Well, if you're only paying $415 per stay in the hospital, how are you ever going to get to $9,000? It's not possible. So it's just one of those requirements of the law. The plan I'm talking about gives you that, but also all these Medicare Advantage plans also give you different levels of dental coverage. The one I'm talking about from Highmark gives me $5,000 a year worth of dental coverage and $200 a year for glasses. And they also have a flex card. What's a flex card, you ask? Well, that's basically a debit card with a certain amount of money on it. And those prices change on a regular basis. But the one I'm talking about gives you $455 a year to cover that. Now, you have to worry about your costs all the time when it comes to Medicare. It's really important you understand your costs. But the truth is that your health is what you have to worry about in particular. So where I'm coming from here is to make sure that you're good to go. I run on a regular basis a run for anybody that wants to know what their costs are going to be next year through a government website. You can do yourself if you want to, or you send me your drug list and I'll run it for you. It's at medicare.gov. And every company has different formularies. The formulary is an important function. You understand what the formulary is. So how that works, quite simply, is that you end up running those costs so that you can see where you're coming from and where you're going to. Now, right now you have a list of 8, 10, or 12, or 15 medications. Well, that's where we're trying to take those medications and run, compare every company out there that's available. And I represent almost every company in Pennsylvania, and in New Jersey, and in Delaware and Ohio. But not all of them, but almost all of them. That's for Medicare we're talking about. The pre-65s, I represent almost all of those also, but you can always call 1-800-MEDICARE or go to medicare.gov and read a whole lot more about it. But what's different is I've been doing this for 3 decades plus, and I usually understand a little bit more about this than the average person. You also get a book every year called Medicare and You, which explains a whole lot of this stuff. Unfortunately, not a lot of people ever pick it up and read it, but it does explain a whole lot of those things. Now, when Medicare started in 1965, it was the year before I graduated from high school under President Johnson. Medicare Part A and B have always been identical in what they offer. Medicare A was your hospitalization, and the deductible, if you went in the hospital in those days, was $40 to go in the hospital. That was the total cost to go in the hospital if you had a Medicare plan. Now, it's the deductible is $1,632 or $662. $676. That's for 2025. That was hospitalization. You paid for that your whole life when you pay Medicare costs. Part B was your outpatient services, which has always been an 80-20 kind of calculation. And in 1965, the premium for Medicare Part B was $2. I've been telling people $7, but I double-checked that in a couple of different places, and I was way off, and I apologize for saying it was $7, but it was only $2. Anybody remember back to 1965? I doubt it. Most of the Medicare enrollees are now joined the choir, the heavenly choir I talk about regularly. So the premium for Medicare Part B is now $174.70 versus Part A, which is $2, which is, I just said that wrong. Part A is always no cost because you've been paying for it your whole life. Part B was $2 in 1965. Now, you have to pay 80-20. And the old guy, in those days, all they had were Medigap plans, also called Medicare supplement plans. And there's a whole lot of supplement companies that out there will tell you how terrible those are. Horrible, horrible Medicare Advantage plans. You don't want those things. They're terrible. Well, there's hundreds of those companies that say that, and they don't sell Advantage plans. That's why they say they're terrible. Well, I wouldn't have anything myself personally except an Advantage plan, and that's what I tell people regularly. But I'll be happy to help you with a Medigap plan. If you're new to Medicare, the G plan is the most popular plan. It pays all of your bills except for your deductible, which I think this year is $260 again. I didn't write that down. I've got to look that up to make sure I got it right. Point is, if you have a G plan, you pay a premium of anywhere from $125 to $175 a month, depending on where you live and what company you pick. A G plan from Aetna is identical to a G plan from Cigna, is identical to a G plan from Highmark Blue Cross, or any company that sells a G plan. The specifications are put together by the government, not the insurance company. The insurance company simply changes the premium depending on which company you happen to use. So then you have to have a separate drug plan. Now, there's a big warning I have to give you out there. There's a whole lot of people that are still working after age 65, and they have their Medicare Part A, which is free, which helps cover hospitalization costs and keeps their company's costs down. But they have a drug plan that's not, if you don't have a drug plan equivalent to what the government offers, the chance of getting fined are extremely high. And the new drug plans for 2025 are dramatically different than any other plan out there with this $2,000 limit we've talked about earlier. So if you're smart, you can go and there's plans out there for Medicare drug plans which are as cheap as zero. You're much safer, even if you have Part A and you're working for a company, to go ahead and make sure you have at least that $0 premium plan available from WellCare so that you don't get fined when you finally go on pure 100% Medicare. Now, I haven't heard any discussion on whether or not they're going to change that fine, but the fine is there if your plan is not equivalent to what the government offers. So think about that. Call me if you want to, and I'll be happy to go over that with you also. What happened originally when Medicare was first out there was you had these multiple levels. You had the deductible level where you pay the higher price, and then you had the initial level, and then the famous donut hole where everyone, I've had all kinds of screaming and hollering the last couple of months about people hitting the donut hole this year, and the prices went right through the roof, which has been going on ever since it started. This is just the nature of the beast. And then January, the prices go down. But next year, because there's not multiple stages of pricing, all the prices for medications are going to go up next year. And again, there's a lot of screaming and hollering also about the premiums, which are going up dramatically next year. The companies, as much as you want to have your medical costs for zero, the companies do have to make a profit. And you have to realize that reality. There's no question you have to have a profit to be able to be in business, for any business, whether you're selling ice pops in downtown Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, or you're selling insurance, or you're selling drugs. You have to make a profit or you can't survive. That's the nature of life. So just expect that to happen, and please get a hold of us if that's something you're running into right now yourself. And I want to get next stage here. Again, I remind you that you can call me at 833-710-4797, and I'll be happy to set up a time to talk to you and go over your plans with you. If you're local to Northeast PA, you can come into our store. We don't call it an office. It's a store because it's in a shopping center next to a giant cow that's been there since 1965. It's a giant imitation cow. It used to be a dairy where the cow was. Or you can also go to bobparkerhealth.com, and I'll be happy to help you with that. The important news this week, really very important news, is what's happened with the re-election of President Trump and the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to become the head of the Department of Health and Human Services. Because the insurance industry and all the health industry in the United States is controlled by the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, everyone, if you're a Democrat, you're listening to all the Democratic news organizations telling you, that's terrible. He's the worst possible guy. Well, I'm telling you, think about this. You know, since 1960, I think the figure is, 1990, I think it was, the number of people on that are diabetic have quadrupled. Does that sound like the Department of Health and Human Services is doing a good job? You know, that's not to mention the fact that the population of the United States is 60% are overweight, 30% obese. Now, you've heard me say this before, but if you take your car, no matter what car or truck you have, and you put an extra couple thousand pounds on that car, about the same amount that your car is, your car is not going to run very well. Well, your body doesn't run well either if you're overweight. And you've heard me talk about the fact that I've gained a few pounds back in the last week because I've been overindulging trying to keep going because I've been working 7 days a week. But I have gained 5 pounds in the last week, but I'll try to get that lost by next week by returning to my proper diet. The part of the diet that I've done to lose weight has been to cut sugar almost 100%. Not 100%, but almost 100%. It wasn't unusual for me to sit down and have a box of cookies, not one or two, but a box. Okay? That was the nature of my life before, and when I got up to 200, I started as a teenager at 5'10", 5'10 and a half, and I'm about 5'9 now, maybe 5'8 and a half. And I've gotten down to, a couple weeks ago, I was down to 190, and as of this morning, when I measured my weight, I was at 195. So I have gained a few pounds. I've got to get that back down to where it belongs. Actually, my goal is 185. So I also use I know this is difficult for a lot of people, but if you use green tea, many studies have shown that green tea will help you lose weight. A lot of people have trouble getting used to green tea. Well, what I found was by drinking it on a regular basis, I put it in a thermos with five green tea bags. It's enough to handle about five cups of tea. It gets strong enough, and you get used to it after a while. The green tea helps you lose weight. And there's also a vitamin I take called berberine, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E. Now, I'm not promoting berberine. I'm just telling you, I've heard that it worked very well, and it's helped me lose weight. What it does is it makes you feel fuller. It's pretty amazing that it does it that way. But it comes from, berberine is a yellow-colored alkaloid compound found in different plants. I'm reading this, of course, including the European berberry, as well as golden seal, golden thread, Oregon grape, and tree turmeric. Has antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, all kinds of anti-things, anti-diarrheal, and all kinds of various aspects that help you stay healthy. But it makes you feel full and help me lose weight. So if you're going to try to stay healthy, and want to get healthy and try to stay healthy, you're much safer if you get involved with doing something to help you stay healthy. And by the nomination of Bobby Kennedy, who's been involved in health and criticized the health system for years, I think it's going to be an excellent future for us all. The health industry and the major media is going to scream and holler about it, but we have to have some kind of major turnover. I mean, this gentleman who ran again for president, Mr. Trump, managed to gather the biggest landslide since Ronald Reagan, which is pretty amazing, because everything I read was you know, it was a really tight race. I saw something else. There's a this is a news article, I think, on Saturday or Sunday last week, where a guy, a lady who is in the business of doing polls, said she's not going to do any more polls anymore. She's getting, because she came out with a prediction a couple days before the election that Idaho was going to go for the Democrat, Mrs. Harris. And it was really, you know, she was ahead by 2 or 3 points. And I think, as I recall, the amount of votes that Idaho went for Trump was like 9 points or so. And I think that's finally burned her out. She says, I'm not doing any more polling anymore. One thing for sure about polling when it comes to Trump is you're never sure what's going to happen. I've never seen a poll that ever worked effectively. I remember the first time Trump ran, I was sure Hillary was going to win. I didn't vote for either of them, by the way. I voted for Mickey Mouse that year. I actually wrote him in for the president because I didn't like either candidate. And I woke up about 2 a.m. and found out Trump won, and I about fell off the bed. I was like, oh, you can't be serious. I just turned over and turned my phone on and read the news article. And I thought, oh, Heavenly Father. Well, I think he did a pretty great job. I didn't endorse him beforehand because that's not my job. But I'm very happy that he won, and I'm looking forward to all the changes. He's got a massive number of young people. You know, he's the biggest problem, in my opinion, in our government in the last 10 to 20 years is that all old people are running it. Well, even though Trump is an old geezer like me, you know, he's nominated many, many, many younger people to run this thing. Now, you think about John Kennedy. Well, let me just go back first of all. I was from Delaware, if you don't remember that. And President Biden, when he first ran, was only 29 years old when he ran for the Senate. And he won, and he was the first youngest gentleman ever signed into the Senate at the age of 30. This was after his wife and one of his children died in a car crash. But, you know, the nature of the beast is that we've had way too many people there in their 80s and older that are running this government. Nancy Pelosi and head of the Senate, you know, not to mention the president, there's way too many old people like me in there. We need young people that have energy and power. When you get older, you don't have the energy you used to have. Needless to say, it's much lower than it would be when you're younger. So the goal here is to try to get you in a situation where you end up not being in a position where you might go bankrupt, like I went bankrupt between the age of 38 and 40, because I ended up in the hospital for 6 weeks. Well, the average hospital stay now is only about $11,000, even though the maximum out of pocket is $9,450. But if you don't have an extra 10 grand, and most people don't, that's a lot of money. So what we try to do is put you in a position that doesn't happen. Now, I also have a plan available. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you pay zero. Well, the supplement plans are available to the Advantage plans besides the supplement regular Medigap plans. So you have an Advantage plan as little as $0. The one this year I'm taking is going to cost me $7. But you can buy, if you're just 65, you can buy a supplemental plan from a division of United Healthcare called Hospital Wise, which will actually cut your, keep you down to $0 cost to go in the hospital, and the price will stay 50 to 60 for the rest of your life. It's a pretty awesome program. But, you know, there's different ways of looking at this. And I had a lady who first told me she was only paying $107, and she just wrote me back. I just saw the email come in a minute ago. And she, I knew she was giving me wrong figures because she's 74 years old. And she realized, she looked it up, and she's paying $277 a month for her G plan. And I tried to show her how the Medicare Advantage plan for $7 would do just as good of a job, and she could add a supplemental plan. Her supplemental, instead of, if you're 65, it's a lot cheaper. It doesn't go up. If once you get it in gear, it stays the same price. Her supplemental plan was about $107. The point is, for $114 a month, she can get just as good a coverage as she was getting at the $277. It's the story of so many people have no idea what they have for health insurance and how the system works. So, you know, get a hold of me at, 833-710-4797, and I'll be happy to help you get those things going. I'm going to talk a bit about the different people I've talked to this week about their medical plans and how I've managed to help them change the whole program. I talked to a whole lot of people whose plans changed dramatically from the Geisinger company. And about half of them have stayed on Geisinger by changing to an HMO. And about half of them have changed to this Highmark plan, which is almost identical and gives you very similar benefits to the Highmark plan before Geisinger changed their plan. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but Highmark kind of duplicated this plan from Geisinger called the Preferred Enhanced Rx PPO. And they've come up with a plan which is not totally free. It does cost $7 a month, but it's an excellent, excellent plan. So what you can do if you're pre-65 is the plans in Pennsylvania, in many cases, have actually gone down in price because the cost, the subsidy you get from the government is called is actually gone up this year. And the subsidies are always based on the two cheapest silver plans on the markets. And in Pennsylvania, insurance companies realize that if they charge more for the silver plans, they get more people, they get higher levels of subsidies, so the insurance companies get more guaranteed money. You know, when I was first went to work, you had to pay your bills. Well, in today's world, a lot of people can't pay their bills because the inflation has been so bad. And the advantage they have by having silver plans with higher cost is they also get more money from the government that way. Even if the people have trouble paying their own bills, they're going to get more money. Hopefully this current president will be able to cut that inflation rate. Now, he swears he's going to cut it down in the first year, but I'm not holding my breath. You know, Ronald Reagan took over Jimmy Carter's job, and it took him 3 years before he cut the inflation rate. Trump swears he can do it by increasing oil production dramatically and cutting fuel costs. I hope he's right, but I'm not holding my breath it's going to actually happen that way. But I know he's going to make every effort and say, look at the number of people he's nominated for different jobs. I can seriously believe it's going to happen. It's a very good possibility. He's going to do everything he can to follow through with what he's promised. If you look at what he said in the Joe Rogan program, he's got some great expectations for the future as far as our company, our country goes, and that makes me very happy. So the other people I've had come into me, I had a family, which is Muslim, come into me and talk to me about their plan, and they've decided to stick. This is a family with a 53-year-old father, a 49-year-old mother, and four children. And they were knocked off Medicaid because he's just making too much money. So now they're on a plan from Oscar Insurance Company. Oscar's company, a lot of people hadn't heard of, but I've had a lot of success with Oscar. They have a, this is for not a Medicare enrolled people. This is for pre-65 people. They're, I think they do have Medicare plans down in the Philadelphia area, but I haven't gotten involved in their Medicare plans. But on their pre-65 plans, their prices for their bronze plan with a $100 deductible are about the same price as the Highmark $3,800 deductible, and not that far off from the Geisinger Health Plan's $8,400 deductible bronze plan. And when you have a $100 deductible, you're much better off than if you have an $8,400 or $3,800 deductible. But you don't have as many doctors available. That's an important function you have to remember. But like in the Allentown area, you can go to St. Luke's hospitals, and in the NEPA area, you can go to anything but Geisinger doctors, and elsewhere, you know, they're very big in New Jersey, because they're a New York company. So that's one story I've talked about several times. I had a couple of mechanics came to me. They were changed their medical plan. They were paying a group plan and paying about $1,400 a month for that group plan. That's a piece for their families. And I was able to get them on a supplemental plan, a major medical plan, bronze plan from Highmark Blue Cross, and a supplemental plan from a division of United Healthcare. And if they end up in the hospital, they'll pay nothing. This is how we work this program. Our goal here is to get you into a plan. That's, by the way, they're going to pay about one-third of what they were paying with the group plan they had. But both of them are pretty healthy, almost never go to the doctor. This is what we try to do on a regular basis. Now, I've talked a little bit in the past here about the plans for the last hour or so that Bobby Kennedy is going to do. And one of the things you got to remember is our population is not very healthy. One of the things you can do is get a health coach, someone who does a little bit about it. I started realizing my health was important when I was in my 20s, and I listened to WCAU in Philadelphia. That was a radio station on AM, and they had Dr. Jim Corey on from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And I became very involved in paying attention to the vitamins I take and the food I eat. And I've been pretty healthy most of my life. I only had one major problem. That was that period between 38 and 40 where I contracted a virus and ended up in the hospital for 6 weeks. Things you have to realize is that our population is not very healthy. Diabetes is rampant compared to what it used to be. We've had that COVID situation. Let's hope that doesn't happen again, but it's a very good possibility it could happen again. And you have to worry about these kind of things. It's really important that you get yourself in a position so you stay healthy and keep yourself from not having good immunity. The goal here in all cases is to be in a position that you can take care of yourself without the doctors. And hopefully that'll continue to be the case. Now, I used to be a runner, but now I just walk. I had pneumonia about 12 or 13 years ago, and that kind of blew my lungs out. So now I walk a lot. I try to do at least 10,000 steps a day. How do I know it's 10,000? Well, you can get a pedometer, and it'll tell you. But if you have a smartphone, it'll tell you also. So that's one of the goals you have to have here, is to make sure you stay physically fit. Now, most of these Medicare plans give you free gym membership. So you can go to the gym and work out there. I could do that, but to be honest with you, I've been so busy I haven't been able to do it. So I just work out on my own. I have my own gym, and I walk on the treadmill, but I also walk with my dog a lot. And the goal here, again, is every day is to try to get a minimum of 10,000 steps in. during the first couple of weeks of open enrollment and annual enrollment, I did not. But that's the nature of the beast. So, you know, if to stay healthy, get yourself a health coach. Now, you can go to a podiatrist. A lot of podiatrists will help you with that. And there's people out there that specialize in health coaching. Mercola.com has got a new program, which is an internet program to help you stay healthy without a specific person. But they have a lot of programs on Mercola.com to talk about how to stay healthy. And this new Mercola health coaching program is a multi-stage process. It's will help you a lot staying healthy. Now, my wife of 23 years now is also very big into making sure that we do not eat junk food. Now, this was funny. Last week on Saturday, President Trump was at one of those fight programs in New York City. And then they went out to dinner at McDonald's. And I don't know if it's Trump Jr. or one of his sons says, we'll make sure America stays healthy again starting tomorrow. The point is the McDonald's food isn't exactly very healthy. White bread is not very healthy. Overprocessed food is not very healthy. You've heard me talk about that a lot. You know, I know it's not easy. I know a lot of people want to eat fast and take their food home from a restaurant, but that's not necessarily the best way to stay healthy. And that's why the American public, you know, we are of the most well-to-do countries in the world. We are the bottom of the health scale compared to almost every other company out there because our system is so bad. And that's what's great about Bobby Kennedy taking over. Hopefully he'll be able to reverse some of that. So try to think seriously about that and work yourself into a system where you find yourself a health coach or go to Mercola.com and get into their health coaching program or just go to where's my brain here today? I must be having a Joe Biden moment. Go to a chiropractor. Many chiropractors are much into health and they will help promote and help you get the information you need to stay healthy. Your primary doctor should do that, but most primary doctors don't have enough time to sneeze. Now, if you use Geisinger's 65 Forward program, those doctors actually do help you stay healthy because they have a lot of time. They only have we talked about this last week when I interviewed Dr. George Avedian. They only have 500 patients, but 99% of the doctors out there have 3,000 to 4,000 to 5,000 patients. That's why they can't spend much time with you. So what you have to do here is try to get yourself a health coach and pay a little more attention to what you're eating. If you want to stay healthy and live beyond the average 73 years, I think the United States age of people dying has gone down. We're dying faster here in the United States than ever before, and that's not a good situation. So how you do this is by being much more careful with your health, eating better, getting yourself a health coach, and not treating and trying to get your kids in the same situation very early on. So I'm coming up to the last couple of minutes here to try to end this show. I'm on this station every week, and I talk a lot about this stuff, but you can get a hold of me at 833. This is a toll-free number anywhere in those several states I work in, 710-4797, and I'll be happy to help you either in a Zoom call, just a telephone call, or you can come see me. Now, after the open enrollment period's over on December 15th, I'll be back in the situation. I can do much more traveling so I can see people further away in Philadelphia, Delaware, and Pittsburgh and Ohio. But as of right now, that's not going to be happening anytime soon because I'm pretty much working 7 days a week right out of my office. Maybe traveling once a week. That's unfortunate, but it's the nature of the beast. So call me 833-710-4797. Keep listening to the station, and you'll learn a lot more about health and health insurance and Medicare insurance. And have a blessed week. You've been listening to the Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance Show and Health Show from Bob Parker. Thank you for listening. Every Monday, 10 to 11 a.m., here on Philadelphia's best radio station, WWDB. Hear me, Bob Parker, Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance Agent for Health Markets Insurance Agency, talk to you about the Medicare annual enrollment period, which goes until only December 7th. And prices for 2025 for prescriptions are gone up dramatically. Everything's totally different this year. So give me a call at 570-606-3236 or go to bobparkerhealth.com.